Good morning, and welcome to the Bible Baptist Hour. Pastor Heaton with you, and I think you've already been introduced that, but I'm going to give you the information in case you missed it in the introduction. Bible Baptist Church is located in Lupton. We're on the east side of the road as you come into town. Big white building, so no matter which way you're coming, from the north or the south, you can find us. Service times, 9:45 for Sunday school, 11 o'clock for the morning service, 6 o'clock for the evening service, and our midweek service is Thursday night. We also have a youth time on Thursday night. And our teen time is Sunday morning at 10 o'clock. So come and visit with us. If you're moved into the area or looking for a church, at least visit with us. And you'll know whether you want to come or whether you don't, okay? We won't tell you we're the only one. We know there's not. We know there's others. So please be a blessing in that way. A new message starting out today. It's entitled Some Man, and it's Acts chapter 8, verse 26. So I hope you can find that in your Bible and follow along. Song, as always, entitled Go Ye, and it's by a group. They call themselves Streams in the Desert, and I'm not sure why they do that, but that's what they call themselves. And I think you'll enjoy the song, and I hope you enjoy the message. I hope in some way it challenges you, charge you, change you. Do something, and then that you'll listen closely at the end of our program. Pick up the information on how you can get a hold of us and do so. We would love to hear from you. We just got a letter the other day. Very nice letter. We appreciate that person very much, and I hope the message will be a blessing to them. All right. As always, we get the introduction over with. And then it'll be time for the message, time for the song. So that's just about where we're at here. And again, the song is called Go Ye. It's by a group called Streams in the Desert. We hope there'll be a blessing to you. And once again, just in case you missed it, the text for our message starting out today is Acts 8:26, and it's entitled Some Man. And we hope it'll be a blessing and help to you. So listen closer now as we get into the message. Song first, then the message.
Jesus lives, lifting high the cross, whatever the cost, sharing the love he gives. Go ye into all the world, spreading the word of life. Go gladly share with people everywhere. Go in the name. Sowing gospel seeds, leading others' needs, we glorify our Father above. Going into all the world, telling that Jesus lives, lifting high the cross,
whatever the cost,
sharing the love he
with people everywhere, in the name of Christ. Well, as you know, this begins our missions month. And let me say that it's a responsibility of all of us, not just part of us, to see to the support of missions. Sometimes I feel like some people don't feel like they have to do anything. And that kind of an attitude affects everybody. And I think that you ought to realize that everyone is involved in the work of the Lord, one way or another. A lot of people would assume that they don't have to do anything from the financial standpoint, but I disagree with that. I think we're all responsible in some financial way. And when you say that word, people automatically get uneasy when you start talking about their money, especially in this day and age. And if you have any money, it's because the Lord let you have it anyways. And those missionaries on that backboard back there depend on us. Oh, not for 100% of what they get by any means. But they depend on us, and when we don't do our part, and over the years, it's not been bad, but this last couple of years has been down quite a bit, and people have let up on their faith promise. I don't know who. I don't check to see who. It's not my business, but if you're among them, I don't want to say shame on you, but I will. These are actual calls that were made to customer service centers. Customer, I've been calling 700-1000 now for 2 days, and I can't get through. Can you help me? Operator, where did you get that number, sir? Customer, 'tis on the door of your business. Sir, that's our operating hours. Samsung Electronics. Caller, can you give me the number for Jack? Operator, sorry, what did you say? I don't understand what you're talking about. Caller, on page 1, section 5 of the user's guide, it clearly states that I need to unplug the fax machine from the AC wall socket and telephone Jack before cleaning. Now, can you give me the number for Jack? Operator, I think it means the telephone plug on the wall. Caller, this is directory inquiries. Caller, I'd like the number for Argo Fish Bar, please. Operator, I'm sorry, there is no listing. Are you sure you're spelling that correct? Well, it used to be called the Bargo Fish Bar, but the B fell off. Tech support. You computer nerds, are you ready for tech support call here? I need to tell tech support. I need you to right click on the open desktop. Customer. Okay. Tech support. Did you get a pop-up menu? Customer. No. Tech support. Okay. Right click again. Do you see a pop-up menu? Customer. No. Tech support. Okay, sir. Can you tell me what you have done up to this point? Customer, sure. You told me to right click, so I wrote click. Tech support. Okay. At the bottom left side of your screen, can you see the OK button displayed? Customer, wow. How can you see my screen from there? Caller, I deleted a file from my PC last week, and I just realized that I need it. So, if I turn my system clock back 2 weeks, will I get my file back? All right, Acts 8. And I think I told you the sorcerers. I think they have electricity. I'm not even sure if they got electricity. I know the trees were down across their road and they can't get out. Oh, I just saw the truck go through town. Okay, there's on the way. Oh, wow, he got quick service. I didn't know there was a truck empty left from consumers. Figured they was all out on the job. Well, they may be coming from the job. All right. You know the story here dealing with the Ethiopian eunuch. Starts in verse 26. And the angel of the Lord spake to Philip, saying, Arise, go toward the south, unto the way that goeth from Jerusalem unto Gaza, which is desert. And he rose and went, and behold, a man of Ethiopia, a eunuch of great authority, under Candace, queen of the Ethiopians, who had charge of her treasure, and had come to Jerusalem for to worship, was returning and setting in his chariot, read Esaias the prophet. Isn't it interesting to note he went to Jerusalem to worship, but he's not saved yet? Then the Spirit said unto Philip, Go near and join thyself to this chariot. And Philip ran hither to him and heard him read the prophet Esaias and said, Understandest thou what thou readest? And he said, How can I, except some man should guide me? And he desired Philip that he should come up and sit with him. Let's pray. Lord, thank you for this day. Now, some of our church family, Lord, we're missing them this morning. Some of them are without electricity, without heat. And Lord, I know you know that. I know you knew it before I knew it. But Lord, I pray that if there's any way that you could get them electricity before their water freezes up or something, I'll say thank you right now, Lord. And Lord, maybe there's someone here this morning that's in need of something greater than power on this earth. Maybe they're in need of the Savior. And I pray today that you would help them to understand the importance of that versus anything else that they may do. Help this preacher, Lord, just struggle with this thing, but I pray that you will help me with it today. And I pray that you would help our radio station, Lord. You know, we have no power there, and certainly, Lord, we'd like to get that back. So I pray, if it be your will, to restore that soon. Well, thank you for it in Jesus' name. Amen. I'm not sure what the average saint thinks about missions anymore. Perhaps they believe it's something that everyone else needs to do, or maybe they think that it's something that belongs to a select group of people who go to some foreign country. Missions, by all Bible definitions, is simply the act of carrying out the command of God to reach the lost with the good news that there is hope and that it's found in Jesus Christ. It might be that this mission trip takes you across the road or down the road, across the street. It might take you 10,000 miles away from what you call home, but it is a biblical mandate. There are many parts to the work of missions, and not everyone can do them all. But many do not even try to do what they can. Just make an excuse why they cannot. Someone wrote, A true missionary is God's man in God's place, doing God's work in God's way for God's glory. I just want to be sure I'm being heard. Okay, and didn't hear any replies to any of that. Thought at least to get a weak amen. Henry Martin, missionary of the late 18th century, early 19th century, was a missionary to India and Persia. He was in love with and engaged to a very beautiful, noble young woman, but because her health would not permit her to go to a mission field, he decided not to marry her. He died at the age of 31 from tuberculosis. Henry Martin once said, The Spirit of Christ is the Spirit of missions. And the nearer we get to Him, the more intensely missionary we must become. It wasn't a program that reached the Ethiopian eunuch. It was a man. A man sent to a desert place to reach just one man. But a man who would eventually reach literally thousands for the Lord Jesus Christ. As well as church history can figure it out, the Ethiopian eunuch went back to Ethiopia, and under the leader of that country, Haile Selassie, who was murdered later on, that country became what we understand as a Christian nation and even self-sufficient, and the communists come along and really helped it. Ethiopia is what it is today because of socialism, which we're getting ready to get. Now, as I thought about this week's or this month's subject, taken from verse 31, except some man, I realized that some man could be anybody. Some man is, without question, anybody in this auditorium this morning who's old enough to understand their duty to the Lord Jesus Christ. Let's turn to Luke 6 a minute, and let's, first of all, let's understand some things about what some man must do. What some man must do. A verse that you're certainly familiar with, verse 38, says, "Give, and it shall be given unto you, good measure, pressed down, shaken together, running over, shall men give unto your bosom. For with the same measure that you meet with all, it shall be measured to you again." So some man must give. Some man must give. What I've given you here is not necessarily a text that says that, but what I've given you here is the principle of giving. We give. He says, "Give and it shall be given you." You want to have and you want to possess, then you must give. As somebody once said, if you want to make money, then you have to have money. So many people are trying to make money without having money. You can't make money without having any. It takes money to make money, like it takes bricks to make a wall. And so the principle is, if you have it, invest it. As a Christian, we understand that that investment is in the Lord's work. I am afraid that too many Christians are investing in everything but the Lord's work. They're investing in themselves. They're investing in their homes. They're investing in their cars. They're investing in everything else they can invest in. Education, getting all kinds of education. But not investing in the Lord's work. Now let's turn to 2 Corinthians a minute. Second Corinthians. I'm not going to tell you anything new today. You wouldn't believe it if I told it to you. So, 2 Corinthians 9, again, a verse you're familiar with, verse 7. "Every man, according as he hath purposed in his heart, so let him give, not grudgingly or of necessity, for God loveth a cheerful giver." Just notice these words, "so let him give." Who? Every man. Who? Every man. And every as in every. See, there really isn't any reason why we can't biblically. Now, we can give all other kinds of reasons, but biblically, we are mandated to be a giver. It is more blessed to give, Paul said that Jesus said, it's more blessed to give than receive. Giving is how we can take part in reaching the world for Jesus Christ. Notice here it says the every man, as in some man. An artist who wished to paint a picture of a dead church visited a sanctuary with beautiful stained glass windows, a magnificent pipe organ. Every pew was filled, but the offering plate lay in the vestibule, which was marked for missions, was conspicuously empty. It was then that the artist knew he had his subject to paint. Even the artist had enough sense to know that the heart of the church is missions. Folks, if missions are not only worldwide, if it's not local, the church cannot exist. The church cannot keep going. Missions is something that every one of us is to be involved in. Turn to 1 Peter a minute. Missions requires a number of things, and none of them, by the way, have a degree attached to them. Missions requires a number of things, but not any of them require an education. Now, understandably, mission boards don't normally send people who don't have educations. I know of at least one that will, but most don't, because they think that you need a certain amount of education, and that may be so. But I'm just saying is that you don't have to have an education to be a missionary. Matter of fact, some of the best missionaries, some of the best preachers we have ever had in America were pretty much uneducated. And so some of the most prominent missionaries that we've had and some of the most prominent preachers in America were educated. That doesn't mean they were good. That just means they were prominent. Now, 1 Peter chapter 3, verse 15. But sanctify the Lord God in your heart and be ready always to give an answer to every man that asks you a reason of the hope that is within you with meekness and fear. How many times have you failed to give such an answer?
Thank you for listening to the Bible Baptist Hour. It is our prayer that our message today will be helpful to your growth as a saved person. If you are not saved, you can be saved today by asking Jesus Christ to forgive you of your sins. Let us know you listen by writing to the Bible Baptist Hour, 3338 Main Street, Lupton, Michigan, 48635. Join us again next week for a new message.